AI is hot, but it can also be confusing and super overwhelming. And there are a ton of tools out there. So what should you use? How do you use them? How can they help your business and productivity? Let's learn from Denise Wakeman, co-founder of the AI Success Club, as she shares insider secrets. So let's dive in. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey, guys, welcome to another episode of Leverage Your Podcast Show. And there's no way you can be online and not hear about AI. It's like taken over the world, it feels like. And when I saw Denise Wakeman on another podcast episode, see, found you through a podcast, and talking about AI, and you mentioned your AI Success Club, and I was like, ooh, what's that? And so had to reach out to you and have you on the show because it's such a hot topic. And I feel like it's super overwhelming for people. So I'm glad to have you on the show, Denise.
Well, thank you so much, Lindsay. I am really excited to be here. I love podcasting. I don't personally have one right now.
That's okay.
But I started a podcast like in 2005 when they first started coming on board. And so I've had them on and off through my business career. So
if you're guesting, you're into podcasting. So, again, we were talking behind the scenes and you were talking about an episode that went live on the Lead Machine Growth show, which I was also a guest on, and just talking about like getting show notes and what AI tools you're using and all that good stuff. So I'm super stoked about kind of digging in behind the curtains here. So did you know that AI was going to like blow up like this? Did you see it coming? What got you into really delving into it?
Well, a mentor of mine once called me an active experimenter, and that fits me to a T. So when ChatGPT kind of like flared up at the end of November, right? November 30th. That's a day I won't forget. I thought, oh my gosh, there's another thing, you know, because I'm all over all the things all the time. And I'm usually pretty early on them. I wouldn't say I saw it coming. I knew there were other AI tools out there and stuff, but this to be really, you know, trite is a game changer. Like the favorite word to describe. And it felt to me exactly the way blogging felt in 2004, which is when I discovered blogging for business purposes.
Yeah.
I jumped on that really fast and knew within minutes of starting my first blog on TypePad that it would change everything for small businesses, solo businesses. And so I didn't jump on ChatGPT the first day it came out. It took about 5 days. And I said, oh, I can't. I have to see what this is about. And in literally a few minutes, I just went, oh my God, this is another one of those shifts like blogging was, you know, where the solo business owner could publish whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, without being a tech geek. Well, AI, ChatGPT was exactly that for me. It was just like, oh, what?
Definitely.
And, you know, so I was like, I was all in immediately. I generally don't fear tools. I don't fear breaking things online because I taught myself everything I know how to do online. And anyway, I started talking about it with colleagues and that sort of thing. And one of my colleagues, Andy O'Brien, who's a long 20-year veteran copywriter, he was like, oh my gosh, this is going to, you know, put me out of business, blah, 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 blah. He was like all freaked out. And then the next day I said, well, just try it, you know? And the next day he came back to me and said, this is like when man discovered fire. This is amazing. I'm changing my whole business model.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I said, well, you know, I want to share this with my audience, with my community. I have a very large community in various places. And I said, let's just do a free webinar, just telling them what this is and showing them. And you know, that story about when you're, or not story, but this tactic of when you teach something, what's the next logical step after that? We're like, well, if we do that, then what's the next step after that? Well, okay, let's do a paid, like a low paid, you know, showing people how to create prompts. People signed up for that, like within seconds. And then it's like, well, what's after that? And it's like, well, let's do a club. And we're learning too. I do not say I'm an expert in AI, but I've been taking a deep dive since December.
Absolutely. I bet you have.
Yeah. And so is Andy, and the club just went crazy, crazy.
Amazing.
We have like 400 members right now, and we deliver prompts every week, every Monday. We deliver new set prompts based on copywriting and marketing strategies and tactics. And across the board, they're all original prompts that we're putting together. We have, you know, anyway, we can talk about that later, but that was the evolution. Then people are like, oh, want to be on a podcast? Want to be on a summit? I'm doing a summit demonstration tomorrow. So,
wow. It's crazy how fast things can happen. Like for podcasting, like it's been like a fairly slow evolution. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's picked up through COVID and what have you and Zoom. But this, like in such a short window, and we were talking before about all the different tools that are out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have tried so many for different purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I see what I like, what I don't like, what is too expensive,
right.
What is efficient. So let's get into some of the nitty gritty so that podcasters and marketers out there can kind of wrap their heads mm-hmm. around it a little bit better. What would you say as a podcaster or entrepreneur marketer, why would you use AI? How can it help you?
Well, it can help me be more efficient, or you out there, be more efficient, and also save you a lot of time and money, actually, because time is money, right? So either you have a lot of time, or you have a lot of money, or, you know, or you're balancing, especially if you're a solo business person or a podcaster who doesn't have a big team, that kind of thing, which is me. That's how I do my business. And so saving time and money is a big thing. And the way that I'm doing that and the way I'm working with others to do that is by creating workflow processes with using like ChatGPT, or it could be Claude is another one, or Bing Chat, but Bing is actually built on ChatGPT. And there'll be more out there too.
Oh, heck
but so it's like, okay, creating brainstorming ideas, creating your content marketing calendar, analyzing your audience to find out, you know, who they are, so you can create a persona for that audience so that you know that you're creating content that they want, right?
Yes.
That it's them. There you can use it for podcasting. Obviously, you can generate show notes, you can generate social media, you can generate scripts, like real scripts. You can tell ChatGPT, create a 50-second script based on this, on these show notes. You know, or, you know, something like that. If you're doing reels or YouTube shorts, which are the hottest thing on YouTube right now, they get the most visibility, the most engagement. I put a few up a couple months ago and they got way more engagement than anything.
Yeah.
I've been on YouTube since 2005. And it's like, oh, there's all the people. Okay. You know, that kind of thing. So, and when you can, like, it would take me like an hour to create a 50 second script, probably just doing it by myself. And it takes 10 seconds.
I know.
You know, you just feed it that content.
Yeah.
I use it for social media captions on everything. I have a partner. We have a longevity program group, and we publish long form articles every 2 weeks. So paste that in or give it the link. And I've got, you know, headlines, I've got social media captions, I've got the SEO, the meta description in less than a minute.
It's crazy.
Okay. That would take me personally. It used to take me a long time, or I would just skip it. You know, it was like,
yeah,
okay, I'm just using the title as the social media, you know, whatever, because, you know, I have a lot going on. So I'm just like, what? This is so important for people like us who are solo. Well, you've got a team, but, you know, still small business, independent. Why wouldn't you save yourself an hour? Why wouldn't you? Right. So
agreed.
You can make a content calendar. You know, you can get ideas for posts. You can get ideas for guests for your podcast. You can, you know, just throwing in a prompt of, you know, suggest three experts who would, be right for my target audience. Define your target audience.
Ooh, I never even thought of doing that.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, ideation, it's kind of a big word, I guess. I don't know, it's a stupid word, but for creating ideas, for brainstorming ideas, it's huge. You know, give me 20 possible headlines for this blog post. Here's the content.
So how do you give the content? You actually put in the whole blog article or a link to it?
Well, it depends on which tool you're using. So ChatGPT, if you have the paid version, the Chat Plus, which is what I've been using since the day I could get it, because I want all of it. I want all of those, because I'm teaching other people about it. But they have plugins that you can install to work with ChatGPT, and some of them are link readers. So I could put a link to my blog post and say, you know, give me 10 titles that will score 87 or higher on CoSchedule's, you know, headline analyzer. Although CoSchedule is using AI now. So maybe you don't need it. If you have CoSchedule, you don't need that. But the point is that being able to generate content that fast that is based on your own content.
That's
right?
The beauty.
Really speeds things up.
Yeah.
Really speeds things up. So if you are someone who is scheduling, let's say, promotional material, so you schedule a year's worth of, I use Missing Letter to, it's a social media scheduler, and they create with AI, which I never really thought about before, but that's what they're using. I've been had it for like 4-5 years. It's like, oh, that's how they're doing this. AI, Grammarly, another one. Oh, it's AI, how they can analyze your content and tell you where to fix it. It's AI. I've been using that for 10 years.
Right.
So, you know, anyway, you know, so if you're creating like a batch of content, it is really fast. And that's much faster than creating it by yourself or without it, manually, let's say that way, out of your brain.
Yep.
And like, I probably wouldn't ever have it create a blog post for me. I could have it create an outline for a blog post, let's say. Because
it's kind of generic, I find.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of advanced things you can do with AI, like training it on your voice, training it to telling it what kind of style you want it to write in. You can do all of that with ChatGPT and it'll do it.
Oh, okay.
It will create it in those styles. I mean, that's where the prompting is so important. Because if you just say create a 500 word blog post on how to start podcasting, that's generic anyway. But
yes.
that's what you'll get is a generic response.
Yeah.
But if you say create a outline for an article that would is targeted to hairdressers who want to start a podcast in order to educate their audience of women over 50 about hair care.
Oh, wow.
And make it friendly and approachable, but not snarky. Yeah, I mean, you can give
yeah,
it any
so you
level
just
of,
type all of that in, like a big run-on sentence, basically?
Yeah, or bullet point prompt,
yeah.
Whatever, you know. You're going to get something that is more specific.
Right.
More less
targeted.
Generic. Let's just put that.
Yeah.
More targeted. And then from that outline, you can say, okay, expand on point A, or write the introduction for this, or write the closing, write the call to action, and tell them to go to the website to, you know, get my free download.
Yeah.
I mean, you would be more specific around that. But that's, in general, that's what you're looking to do, is to be as specific as possible. The thing with a podcast, I should probably let you ask questions, but the thing with a podcast
is, go for it.
What you're creating on audio and video is unique content,
yeah,
because you're asking questions that you have thought of or somebody's provided, and the person is answering them, and you don't know which way it's going to go. And then, so when you create that, when you have AI transcribe that, that's all original content.
Yeah.
So when you start plugging in prompts to create a summary that's, you know, 100 words long, create 25 social media posts based on this, create the show notes with timestamps, you know, and leave out all the uhs and ahs, ums and ahs, or anything that you are creating from that original content is your original content.
Yeah. It's just rejigging it around.
That's
and spitting
right.
it
it's
out in a different way.
It. Exactly. And if you don't like the way it did, you can say, can you do that over, and or rewrite that so it's less whatever, or rewrite that so it's about the reader, the listener. So it adds you into it, because the first few times I was using it, I would get like, they, them, you know, that kind
oh,
of third
right.
person language. I was like, no, you need to talk to the reader. And once I said that, you know, focus on the reader or listener or viewer, whatever
right.
it is that you're looking for, then it started popping out you language.
Right. Which makes a huge difference.
Huge difference. And I was like, oh, okay, that's something I want to add in all my promotional
right.
content prompts, is I focus on the reader, listener, viewer.
And that, for me, I think is the part where it feels overwhelming to me, like having to understand what to input, what to ask to get what I want back. Because I have used tools,
yeah.
and I haven't, like, I've rejigged it myself, and my team kind of just makes it more conversational, puts our client's voice in it. But I haven't actually used like ChatGPT like by itself, or really gone in to ask more questions. I don't know why, it just feels super overwhelming. But even by you just today, right now, saying, oh, if you say this, if you ask this, then I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Are there other prompts that people don't think to use, or that would help?
Well, a prompt can go anywhere.
That again.
Prompting is really the entire piece of using AI. And all the tools that are, and software that's being, dumped, like every day there's like 10 new tools out there that have AI embedded in them, that they're using AI, and that is definitely overwhelming. But the thing is, they've preloaded prompts in, you know, in some way. They've already designed it, so it, like, if it's a like Jasper is a writing AI writing tool that's been around
Right.
for a few years.
It
I've
has.
never used it because I didn't want to.
Me neither. I
didn't
want
to pay for that. Yeah, but lots of people do. But you know, they'll have prompts to prompt you.
Yeah,
basically, you know, type in what your topic is. That's a prompt.
Right.
So I want to write a. I want to. You know, I'm going to have a podcast on who a guest on who talks about how to get more leads through podcasting. Give me 10 interview questions for them. You know, or give me you know, here's their bio, write an introduction for me. Make Ooh. Sure it's friendly and not no. It's actually
salesy or
positive words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't make it hype. No hype, friendly, casual, conversational style.
Yeah.
You know, rewrite it for me to use as an introduction or, you know, something. I
yeah.
kind of went off board.
No,
there,
I know
but,
what you mean.
I wrote down a few prompts here just in case we were.
Ooh,
I know prompts
yay.
are always the big thing. So I just have to look down because I didn't memorize them.
Yeah,
so having the key to prompts is about being specific.
Yeah.
And you don't need just one prompt. You can follow it up with more information. So I tend to do what some people are calling cascading prompts. Because I'll start with something kind of general because I'm not sure where I want to go with it.
Right.
And see what comes out. And then I'll say, no, rewrite that and put it in bullet points. No, rewrite that and add a sentence to the bullet point that explains, you know, what that means, that kind of thing. And then
yeah.
I get more information and more information. Now, some people would pile that all into one. I mean, there's so many different styles of people doing prompts.
Yeah.
So many people are.
I like your step approach, though. That
yeah.
like my brain works that way, too.
Exactly. So it's called Chat GPT. Chat being the key word here, because it's like having a conversation with this
bot.
AI.
Yeah.
Thing. People name them. I don't do that, but.
Hey, Sally.
It's just chat to me. Well, I mean, people say, oh yeah, my chat GPT is named Florence. Hi, Florence.
That's
would
funny.
You do da, 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 da? You know, whatever. It's like, anyway, but you know, prompting is probably the most key thing here for your podcasters, mm-hmm. because you can develop your goals. You know, here are my goals for the podcast. Tell me, give me 10 topics I could cover around that. Okay, that's a good list. Okay, can you expand on number two?
Right.
Podcasting about blah, blah, blah. Well, that's pretty interesting. Okay, give me an outline for a 30-minute podcast episode on that topic. Okay, well, and then you might change something or whatever. Okay, now give me a script for the opening for that. Suggest three people who could answer these questions on my podcast. I mean, that's taking it through
yeah.
the brainstorming piece.
Right.
Now, it's generally, so you can say, give me a content marketing plan, a 3-week content marketing plan for each podcast episode. You don't need to know the topics. Just give me a calendar of for when I need to start, when I need to, how, what do I want to say? So like when I need to book the person, when I need to.
Oh, timelines.
Yeah. Give me a timeline. Thank you. It's like thinking of all these calendars and everything. So give me a timeline. And make it and create it as a checklist that I can use for each podcast guest, and that I can give to them, or that you know, would give it to me, and then the timeline for the promotion once it's been recorded.
Nice.
So pre and post interview checklist. And if you give it a time frame, like from day one is when I decide on the guest to day 45 is when promotion ends, you know, something like that.
Yeah. That's so neat.
It's amazing what you can do with that. And then you can keep refining it as you go along.
Yeah.
You also, refinement helps you too.
True.
What I have found is refining the prompts helps you see how it works.
Yeah.
And you start getting better and better as you prompt.
That, yeah, because you kind of see how it reacts. And like, really, there's no screwing up. Like, if it's like, oh, this isn't working, no, it's not giving me what I want, you just start over. Like, you're not losing anything, just like 5 minutes of your time or whatever.
Exactly. And the thing with that is that, you know, everybody says garbage in, garbage out. Yeah, if you give it, like, give me an outline for a podcast episode. It's going to say, and what's your topic? And, you know, what, you know, it might ask you some questions, but you're going to get something generic and boring. So it's really about refining and being as specific as possible and also positive. I've been reading about that like the tools respond better to positive prompts versus negative. So,
don't do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Although sometimes I say no hype. No hypey language, you know, that kind of thing. So
I'm glad you said that, because I don't know why, but my brain wouldn't think to type that in, like, don't be hype, because I have gotten AI back and I'm like, you know, you'll be amazed and don't miss this because this extraordinary twist of events. And I'm like, who speaks like that?
It really likes the words game changing, revolutionize, transform, and
untapped potential.
So I will sometimes, like, if it's doing an email for me, so here's my latest podcast here from this transcript, please write an email that I can send to all my listeners. Okay. So don't say words not to include transformational, game changing, authentic, you know, whatever word you don't like it to use, you know, so that I will do that too.
Right. Yes.
But just some ideas of quick ones. So write a humorous 150 word social media post in the style of my podcast posts. So you can say that, promoting my latest episode on whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you can feed it in. You could put, if you wanted to get an assessment of your style, this is a really good one.
Okay, I'm listening.
You say, here's a link to my podcast, all my podcast episodes on my website, and put in the link to your podcast, you know, category. Analyze this content and tell me what my podcast style is. Tell me what my voice is, and tell me, and, you know, do an analysis and tell me what my style, tone, and voice is.
Dang, I am doing that when we get off the Zoom.
The other thing is, you know, doing that with your about page or something to create bios for yourself, that sort of thing. So any podcaster can do that. For promotion, sorry, I'm looking down here.
Yeah.
Generate a 60-second audio clip introducing my podcast episode on whatever topic is. Use an upbeat, friendly voice and refer to some key points about, and take some points from the, like a major point of the podcast.
Yeah.
And a 60-second audio clip. Basically, what you're going to get is a transcript or a script that you can use for a reel or a short, or record and overlay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's this one about guests that I was thinking of earlier. Suggest three potential guest names and podcast episode ideas related to topic.
Mm-hmm.
Who would appeal to my target audience of So for example, 20 to 30 year old professionals or whoever your target audience is. And you might get, it might make some mistakes, but it might not. You need to check.
Yeah.
You need to review everything you put out there. I once
heck
asked
to
for
the yes.
Yeah, heck to the yes. I put in a prompt. I had a blog post or something. I said, okay, can you find a quote about online marketing strategy from a well-known online marketing professional?
Yeah.
You know, and I got this quote back, and it said it was from Neil Patel, big guy in online marketing. I said, okay, I need to verify that before I publish that. So I just put the quote in, not who I who it said it was. I just put the quote in. Up came up about 20 responses, all directing to a different person.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm. So I started clicking on those links and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, this is not from Neil Patel.
Glad you checked.
Yeah, exactly. Don't trust, but verify.
Yeah.
Anything, facts, quotes, anything like that. So,
that is
unless
a great
you
point.
Know, because it's taken it out of your transcript, then you know who it is. But
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But that just was one of those things that popped in my head. Oh, yeah, this is what you need to do. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I would have been like, oh, it's AI. It knows. But no,
yeah.
That's a great point. Like, verify and double check what it spits out. Sometimes, and I've seen show notes out there where it has like what the show is about, bullet points of like what you'll learn. And one of them is like, I don't know, maybe I had a story about my kids in camping or something because it just came into the conversation. And it's like the bullet point, learn about Lindsay's camping experience with her children. I'm like, it's not really what I, you know, want to focus on.
Yeah, that's delete.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just analyzing the whole document, right? So
I know.
Or you can say the top five takeaways of the of the podcast. Use that as a stop as a part of the prompt. Top five,
absolutely.
Whatever, top 10, whatever, you know.
But yeah, you can't just copy and paste and go. You really do have to review
and I
it.
See people copying and pasting and going.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You've got a head start as a podcaster. You have a head start because you're creating unique content with the podcast, as I mentioned before. So you can be more assured that it's, you know, on target.
Yeah.
But if you ask for stats to support things or quotes, that kind of thing, then you want to verify them.
That's a great point. So what kind of, I have to ask you this. So what kind of tools do you like to use? Because there are a bazillion out there. I'm sure you haven't tried them all.
No, I haven't.
There's not enough time in the day.
Yeah, so I use Descript a lot. I started using it a few years ago and couldn't catch on to it at all. I was like so frustrated with it. But in the last 6 months, it's really changed. It's been upgraded so much. Of course, every time you log in, there's an upgrade. But but I do really like it for its ability to edit. You can edit text in order to edit the audio.
Yes.
It's pretty easy to create clips. I use it a lot for interviews that aren't podcast interviews, but I use it for that to create video clips for using on social media. I usually combine, I don't really like the visuals it creates, or I'm not good at using it. Let me put it that way. So I'll take the video clips that I create with, and it's all AI. I mean, they take all the filler words out and all that stuff like in a second. And it's like, oh, that saved me just about 10 hours right there. But I'll use Canva to do the social media stuff. I just insert the videos in that. I haven't used Canva's AI writing tool yet.
I have.
And
it's okay. But I have a client in like tax profits, like that kind of industry. And so I was trying to get some information to help with a blog, and I was testing it out, and it like denied a lot of what I was inputting to say that it was like against its rules. Like, so I guess any like not that I was putting like guarantees or financial claims in there, but I guess those kinds of topics are maybe like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. The I've other thing, yeah, the other tool I really like is Headliner. They've been around for a really long time as a, you know, a podcast audiogram maker. And I really like that tool a lot. I've been using it since they started. I tend to jump on things like, oh, that.
I know. So, I need to stay in touch with you then, so I know what all the new tools are.
I really like that one. That's an old tool. So it's Descript. I mentioned Cast Magic.
Yes.
And I do like that, and it's improving daily too. You know, for just insert the audio file, they'll take it from YouTube, they'll take it from Descript, or you can just upload your video or audio file, and you know, it'll just spit out immediately, you know, your show notes and SEO keywords and clips and timestamps and all of that. And you can also create your own custom prompts.
That's what I like.
Yeah, that it'll add to the sequence. So when you create it, now it's part of that. When you stick in the, when you stick it in and you stick in your URL, your file, then that now you have your own custom one too. And I tested that yesterday, and it was good.
Yeah.
So I really like Cast Magic. I got it from AppSumo when they had a deal.
It was on sale. Yep.
I thought, okay.
It was a good deal.
I'm not a podcaster, because they were pushing it as a podcasting tool. And I was like, well, I'm not a podcaster, but I have a lot of audio and video. So I was like, I use it for that. And now I see that you can choose prompts based on whether it's a podcast episode or a meeting. I just call mine meetings, you know, whatever. Yeah. And the prompts are different for those two different.
Yeah. That's true.
Uses. So those are the ones I'm using mostly. Grammarly, I've been using forever too. So see, I'm old school here.
I know. That's okay.
Otter AI has been around a long time, and I've been using that. And a new one that I also started using is called Audio Notes. And it's an audio recorder. You can use on your desktop or a mobile app. And what it does is just whatever your random notes are. And believe me, my random notes are they have a lot of filler words. And it takes it, cleans it all up, and summarizes it for you. And you can create an image out of it. You can save the audio, but you have you can have the original transcript. But it cleans your note up.
And that would be great for writing a book.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like it. I did the trial and I ended up buying it, you know, because I really like that. I can use it on my phone or on desktop, because I'm mostly at my desktop. When you're out and about, you think of the stuff, walking, running, whatever.
Yeah.
And that I like a lot too.
That would be great. Again, like especially writing a book, you just go for a walk and blah, 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 and like talk your stuff. And then you've got like a chapter for crying out loud.
Yeah. Or just like you're out and about doing errands or whatever. It's like you get a great idea for a podcast episode, or somebody you want to invite, and you just say, hey, don't forget to invite blah, 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 blah. This is why I want to deal, you know, have them on the show, blah, 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 blah. And then.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Here's your nicely summarized, and you can choose what kind of voice and tone and style you want it in.
What? That's so cool. Okay. I love hearing new tools. I'm going to go check that one out too.
Okay. Yeah. Audio
what do you think is going to come next?
Well, what's
like, how do you think it's going to change things? Like, obviously it's changed so much already.
Yeah. And every day.
So it's like, what is going to happen a year from now?
It'll be better.
Yeah.
The AI will be better because it's being trained all the time. I mean, that's something you got to be aware of, that when you use these tools, they're using your content, and some of them allow you to opt out of that. ChatGPT now has that option where it won't save your prompts and stuff, but I want them saved, so I don't care. But just don't ever put anything in a prompt that is personal, confidential, secret, financial, anything like that.
Great point.
Don't do that. But what's you know, there's a lot of work being done on audio, AI audio. So creating, there are some tools out now. I haven't personally used them, but, you know, in my research to see what was new and coming down the pike, there are tools that can help podcasters generate audio or music, intro, outro music, that kind of thing, based on prompts. I think image design is going to totally, you know, get, it's okay now. And there's some pretty good, like Midjourney as an image. I didn't really talk about that because I don't really do use that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really visually, I don't think that way.
Yeah.
But I've seen what people are doing with it and amazing, amazing work. With image generation, but also voice generation. So like making an AI out of your voice, you know, so that you can have AI create a script and you're talking it and it's as close to your voice as can gonna get.
That's so creepy kind of though.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah. I think that a lot of things like that are coming up, you know, where it's more humanized than, I mean, now it's kind of, there's some okay stuff out there, but it's not, I mean, I've seen an ad on TV that is all AI generated. I could tell, but you know, because the people definitely weren't people. I was like, okay, now we've got it. But also I think it's going to be really important to be careful about being transparent when you're using AI, when you are engaging with your audience, to make sure, like if it's AI engagement, that they know that. So like a chat bot, you know, like we've seen, you know, messenger bots and that sort of thing. Being really like, this is not me. This is Molly, my chatbot.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And also staying on top of the legal issues, because nothing is really set in stone for copywriting yet. You have to be really careful when you're using stuff that it's not. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen around that.
I know. I was kind of wondering the same thing myself.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons. I mean, I tend to focus mostly on content I have already created personally, or that I'm creating by audio or video, because then I know it's mine.
Yeah, you know? Agreed. And it's your thoughts. It's your expertise. It's,
exactly. And as a marketer, as a business person, you want to make sure it's your voice and your message that's being distributed anyway, right? And your ideas, and that's what gives you thought leadership. And I'm probably blabbing on too long here, so
no, it's so interesting, and it's exciting. It can feel overwhelming, like where to start, what to do, how to do it, and what have you. And I think your tips on how to prompt and how to use it have been super helpful. And even just opening people's eyes to like what you can do and what is possible. And you don't have to do it all. If you start small and kind of like step into it, or use one tool for a little while, if you don't like it, try a different one. Yeah. All you can do is try. And if you don't like it, you know, move on, but it's definitely worth checking out. Absolutely. Yeah. So before we go, I want to make sure that people know how to access your AI Success Club and what it's about, and then how to find it.
Okay. Thank you for asking that. The AI Success Club, we started in February 2023, and we designed it. I have a partner, Andy O'Brien, who's a 20-year professional copywriter. So combined between marketing and copywriting, that's our focus entirely. It's about that, getting more visibility and helping you use artificial intelligence. So we deliver brand new series of prompts every single Monday. So every week, and they're usually themed, you know, how to promote a podcast, how to come up with blog ideas, how to create your content strategy. So we deliver brand new prompts, and we have a Q&A, live Q&A once a month, and we have a training once a month, and we're bringing on experts who can talk about things that we don't do, like images. We just had a really great one on creating images with Midjourney.
Awesome.
So we are delivering that. It's become a really great community. I mean, it's very fast, growing quickly, and it's designed to take that overwhelm out. Like, here are some prompts you can experiment with about how to create a blog post, you know, with AI, or how to promote your podcast with AI, or, you know, how to tell your brand story with AI, how to do better storytelling in your copy, you know, that kind of thing. So we got
That's great.
All that going on. And we're very active in the club. It's all, you know, it's not a course. It's not a start here, do this module, do the next module, do the next one. This is learning together.
Love it.
You know, we don't pretend to be experts in AI, but we do spend a lot of time reading and studying and learning about it so that we can pull out what we think is important for people like small business owners and content creators, course creators.
And share it in a way that they can actually consume it and learn something new every month. I mean, that is huge.
We are taking away the, like, you have to go figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
We're figuring it out for you and telling you what to do. And the Q&As are great for that. And that sort of thing. Those are really rich, rich conversations. We are located at AISuccessClub.com.
That's easy.
That's where you can find us. And
I love it. I can't believe how much you've done in a short amount of time and like built this club up, and obviously you're on podcasts. Amazing. I'm so glad I got to meet you and have you on the show and help entrepreneurs kind of delve into that unknown territory that can feel a little overwhelming. So thank you so much for your great
tips.
Thank
you. Thank you. It's really great to meet you. And thank you for having me on your show.
All right, so we'll see you later, folks, and on next week's episode. Bye. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit. Transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.